Right, that's about right. Well, all today I was wearing this rust-coloured shirt, but I hadn't read any of my emails, so I didn't know why I was wearing it. Consequently, I went and changed before I came out, so I apologise for that. Let me start. I have three poems here, and the first is Communing, which I wrote a couple of weeks after my husband's death. Hold on to your women friends. Communing. I notice the socked feet of my friends, a coven within a larger covenant, who meet once a week at dawn, meditate together. Sue's feet flare into broad toes, grounded in grey wool. Instep rises to a delicate curve. Liz and Ebi sit side by side with same-shaped feet. Both wear striped socks. Ebi's bold with lime, strawberry, sky blue on a dark ground. Liz's muted stripes of sage, periwinkle. On my left, Convena Jones' long, narrow feet turn slightly inwards, focusing. I look down at my feet, only the inner edge visible. Big toes bend away, forced by bunions. Reminder of those teenage years following my first love all over London's hard sidewalks, feet bound by narrow points, stiletto heels. Kinder to them now, no longer chasing illusions of love. I have had 20 years to value yours. Oops. And then this one was published by the Post Gazette a couple of months ago, and it's where my life is now. Urban balcony. Lights change with their own rhythm, green to amber, amber to red. Grey, white and black cars tango, quickstep, waltz, hopefully no salsa, as they move fitfully through the crossing. School bus downshifts round the corner, tumbles out boys at Central Catholic, who josh and jostle each other to the gates. Sleek-haired students text at the lights, take the shortcut to Carnegie Mellon, which squats above Forbes, windows lighted. Service bus screeches to a halt, doors open. Stop requested, Fifth and Neville, grates the mechanical voice. A police siren blares in the distance, followed by a 911 vehicle, its screech rising to apoplexy as the sluggish traffic veers to the curb. I sit on my balcony, eating a soft-boiled egg, retired from the morning rush hour, grateful the ambulance is not coming for me. And this is one of my latest poems. I think it was just in April I wrote this. It's called, this goes back to my childhood. The Art of Hands. It's art, last period on Monday. Smitty gives the assignment, hands. Pins up the etching by Albrecht Dürer, glances at us 14-year-olds. Observe the human interest in these hands. One of you has the hands of an old woman. She will never need hand makeup on stage. I sit on my hands, long, bony appendages hanging from small wrists, fingers flapping like washing on the line when I talk. Tendons ridge their backs, striate from wrist to knuckles. Veins weave drunken roadways from thumb to pinky. Unlike Jill next to me with her pink, dimpled paws. Smitty directs our annual school play. This year he chooses Our Town. Drills us in New England accents, though this is old England. It didn't take on top of my Yorkshire accent. I'm pitched with a comic bit part, Mrs. Luella Soames. After the show, He says an American visitor compliments the actors on their accents, though she said one of them sounded Southern. He looks at me. If I can come from the North and live in the South, surely a Southerner can live in New England. Now I remember. No makeup on my hands. And now, Randy has the precision of an engineer, but meets life's challenges with humor and grace, as you will find out in his poetry.